All right, I believe we have Eric Schmeidel on line number three right now. And as Jim was pointing out, things were... Oh, you're there. You're there. Okay. I'm just getting
Hello.
Ready to introduce
I'm rocking
you
to Bruce
here.
Springsteen right now.
That's what it's all about. You know, it's kind of funny, Eric. Every time you plan out a show, you expect certain things to go certain ways. And we couldn't get a hold of Janet Mikoska. And she and I go way back. And it was funny. It was going to voicemail, and things just fell apart. So we went to commercials, and then we came back with Glory Days, and then we did Born to Run, and it all worked out. That's the beauty of live radio.
I love that story, like you know about
the theater business, right?
Yeah, amen. You got to improvise.
Exactly. No, this is cool stuff here. Hey, congratulations. You're finally getting back to some kind of normal at the Beck Center.
I know. Isn't that amazing?
What is it? Starting Thursday, July 22nd, and then opening night, we have the first.
July 23rd is opening night. Yeah, this, I believe, is the first union professional production going on in Cleveland since the pandemic hit, so since last March. And God bless the Beck Center and Scott Spence for shepherding this thing. We started this process way back in October of 2020, we all fell in love with this beautiful play, by Finnegan Kukemeyer and, Deirdre Ring, who's a brilliant actor here in the Cleveland area, joined our team. And so we've been hoping and gently moving the process along, and Scott's been leading the way. And so finally we're here. We're running into text today.
Good. This girl laughs. This girl cries. This girl does nothing.
Yes.
That last one, I know a lot of girls that did nothing. I'm not going to go down that road. Okay, I just had to throw that line out there.
That's a different play.
Different play. Okay. Talk to me about this play. Give us a little sneak preview, okay?
Sure. It's a gorgeous piece by an Australian playwright named Finnegan Kukemeyer, who actually lives in Tasmania. And he's been here to Cleveland. He had a couple of his plays produced here and workshopped here. The play is about three sisters. They're triplets, and they're wildly different. They each have, as often happens, each has their own personality and their own style. And each is really complex and interesting. Something really drastic happens to all three of them, and they have to make a decision on how they're going to proceed with the rest of their lives when they're about 11 years old. And as the title kind of says, one girl laughs and goes forward. One girl cries and goes backwards to try and make things better from behind. And one girl stays right where she's at. And then we follow them over the course of 20 years in about 60 minutes. And they go on these epic adventures and eventually come back together as women at 31 years of age. And it's just a beautiful piece. And what's really kind of lovely about the piece is that it's being performed by one single actress. So she plays all the different characters that we come into contact with, along with the three sisters. And so you kind of, in a metaphor, you get to see the complexity of one person, one individual, in that she's able to personify all these different people.
Very nice. That sounds exciting. That really does. It's I like the plot on this whole thing. 70 minutes, I'm reading, in length, no intermission.
It's 70 minutes total, yeah. So once she gets that first part going, like 10 minutes into the play, then they go, boom, on these huge pieces. And there's just like they all come into different. It kind of flashy. It combines a bit of contemporary fairy tale in the piece, while also really addressing some big issues about finding your voice and how do we deal with violence and how do we become a mature person, a parent. One of the sisters becomes a mother. And it's just a really fascinating story.
Sounds like some politicians need to watch this then, right?
Amen. We all do. And that's what's really kind of cool about it, too, is that it plays to an intergenerational audience. So it's the fairy tale component of it definitely plays to a younger audience. But the complexity of the different women and the journeys that they go on really addresses stuff that, you know, you and I have experienced in our lives as we've gotten older.
Yeah.
And as you said, we look back at a picture of Bruce Springsteen and go, oh, I remember.
Oh, God, I know. There's so many good parts. I'll tell you, I love Cleveland. I mean, I'm a Cleveland native, and I see you're a native of Cleveland. There's just a lot happening here. It's affordable. You got great restaurants. I mean, people are real here compared to the East and West Coast, so that's a cool thing. And performing here, we've got great venues. I mean, look what's happening downtown. The Beck Center has been around for a long time, and it's the great thing. I mentioned affordability here. Ticket prices, $33 for adults, $29 for seniors, 65 and older, $12 for students with a valid ID. And curtain times, let's run these down here, are 7:30 p.m. Friday, Saturdays, 2:30 p.m. Sundays. Now, you got this preview performance. Is that like a select group that's going to be there this Thursday night? Is that right, or what?
I believe it's a ticketed event also. It's our first step. You know, in theater, what we do is right now we're in the process of the rehearsal process of adding the lights and the sound and the costumes and everything all together, and then we'll spend the next week doing that, and then it's not really theater until you get an audience in there, and so that's our first step to kind of figure things out and see what works, and then we make adjustments for opening night.
Boy, Eric, you hit it on the head here. It's not theater until you have a live audience. That is so important, because the audience makes you who you are during that performance. I mean, seeing those faces, getting the applause, the reactions, that's all part of the experience of live theater. Good stuff, stuff. BeckCenter.org is a website. And we should also point out, those of you that are thinking about going and saying, oh, I don't know because I don't want to be inside. Well, it's important to point out that the Beck Center made a lot of investments in HVAC and air filtration to make sure that you as a patron are safe. And that very, very important, because a lot of people are scared to go to an inside environment. I know a lot of folks that won't go to a restaurant unless they have a patio. And that's not easy this week with all the rain either.
Yeah, so I know. I'm looking at the rain right now.
Yeah, it's crazy. Well, Eric, thank you for joining us. Congratulations on finally getting back to some kind of normal here. And it all happens, starts Thursday night. And then this is going to go out, by the way, all the way to August 8th. And I'm sure there'll be more to come after that. BeckCenter.org. Eric Schmeidel, thank you so much for joining us. Good luck to you. All right.
Ralph, thank you for singing about us. We so appreciate being on your show.
You got it. Take care. There'll be more to come, I promise. All right?
Amen. Thank you.